Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
The healer's in the house. Jesus is the healer. Praise God forevermore. Oh, Father, we thank you today. We praise you that you have always provided healing for your people since the very beginning of all things of the earth. You have always provided healing. And we thank you for it. You've never changed. And today is a day of miracles. Today is a day of healings. Today is a day of release. Today is a day that bondage goes out the door and freedom comes in the house. Hallelujah. And we give you the praise and the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. If you agree with that, say amen.
Amen.
Shake hands with two or three people and say the healer's in the house and I'm glad. And then you can be seated. Glory to God. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Thank you. Healing school. Healing school. We will begin at Proverbs 3:2. I'm going to read it to you in the classic Amplified. My son, forget not my law or teaching. Forget not my law or my commandments and my teaching. Forget not my law or my teaching. Let your heart keep my commandments. Just keeping the commandments without your heart in it, that doesn't work. Now, in healing school, this is school, so we use a lot of scripture,
yes.
And this is our healing school textbook. We use a lot of scripture.
Yes.
For length, say length of days.
Length of days.
Length of days and years of a life worth living. And tranquility inward and outward continuing through old age until death, these shall they add to you. Length of days and years of a life worth living.
Yes.
A life without Jesus isn't worth living.
That's right.
A life of sickness. That's not a life worth living. A life of not having enough to feed your family. That's not a life worth living. That's sorrow. Well, how do you get away from that? Well, you spend time in the Word. You spend time with the Lord. You spend time praising Him. You spend time worshiping Him. And you teach these things to your children. Amen. A life worth living. Praise God. Now, young people, get hold of this.
Yeah.
Well, you know, but no, wait a minute. Well, yeah, but Brother Copeland, I'm not but 25 years old. I remember I was 25 years old one time.
Yeah.
And 30 was coming.
Yes.
And 40 was coming.
Yes.
And 50 was coming. I remember 50. It was good, but it isn't as good as it is now. Then I remember 60, and I remember 65, and I remember 70. But it's all been a life worth living. Now that I'm 84, I'm telling you, I'm having more fun than I've ever had in my life because I'm in the best physical shape I've ever been in my life. Amen. A life worth living. It's worth it. Whatever time you have to spend in the Word, whatever time. Well, Brother Copeland, you know, I work for a living. Well, so what? Well, you know, I just don't have time. No, you don't. You're not taking the time. You have time. You have time. Particularly if you come home after work and spend 5 or 6 hours watching television before you go to bed. That's all right if it's a victory candle. But that other stuff, no. That will produce a life that's not worthwhile. A life worth living. And Gloria taught me this. If you don't have time, get up an hour earlier. Get up and pray in the Spirit. Or do like what Brother Hagin would do. Now, I haven't practiced this all that much, but I know how to do it. And it's a wonderful thing. You just set your inward alarm clock. I haven't used an alarm clock in 35, 40 years. They're just getting away. No, you have one in here. I learned that from him. And, Brother Copeland, I'd be late. Yeah, you will. You just said you would. Yeah, you will. No, just said it. I have never in all these years been late yet. Not one time. My spirit will wake me up 10 or 15 minutes before I'm supposed to wake up. So I just lay there and enjoy the Lord for a little bit and get on up and go do what I need to do. So set your time, get up and spend some time in the Word, and then go back to bed and enjoy your sleep till it's time to get up and go to work. You have time if you take the time. Time is something you can never get back. And you look back on the time and wish you had done this or that or the other. Amen. And, all right. Now then, Proverbs 4:20. Let's just go there in the King James. Proverbs 4:20. Now this is your prescription. This works. This is a healing prescription. Dr. Jesus has prescribed this for our healing. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart, for they are life. The cross-reference says medicine, or excuse me, they are life unto those that find them. Well, there's healing in the life of God, in the God kind of life. And health or medicine to all their flesh. That Hebrew word is actually medicine. Medicine for the flesh. This is healing medicine. So we're going to take our medicine today. We're going to take our healing medicine today, and we're going to attend to it. Now, you know, Missouri, Texas, I mean, we all, Arkansas, we're all kind of out of the same bunch, you know. We don't attend to anything. We tend to it. Well, we need to be tending to that. And so, but what does that mean? That means you give it first priority. You tend to it. Give it first priority. So that if someone says, Brother Kenneth, I sure would like to visit you. I've got some things I need to talk to you about. I'd like to do that, Lynn. But right now, I got to tend to this. This is a priority to me. We'll talk later. That just means this takes first place. This takes first priority. Attend to my sayings. That makes God's sayings. That makes His covenants. final authority in my life. What he says is first. Now you go back to the uncompromised Word of God. The uncompromised Word of faith. And I'll repeat again what my father in the faith kept saying to me and kept preaching. What you compromise to keep, you will eventually lose. And, well, I just can't do that. I can't do that. No, I can't do that. That's too hard. I just can't do that. No, don't talk to me about that anymore. I know the Word says I'm healed, but don't talk about that to me anymore. I'm not believing something I can't see, and I'm not going to say that. You've compromised the Word of God. You're not inclining your ear to that saying. What is incline?
Yeah.
That's an incline.
Yeah.
So I have this account over here. I have this account here. But I lean towards God.
Yes.
I give him my ear. So I'm inclined to his Word. What he says, stay out of strife, I stay out of strife. Amen. Strife will kill you. Worry will kill you. Smoking will kill you. And you smell bad while you do it. But the worry habit is much worse than the tobacco habit. Much worse. And the Bible has a lot to say about it because it's fear-based and not faith-based. All right. So, and we must always, in healing school, we must always put our eyes. I've had the Lord correct me over this, and again just recently. Over just quoting my healing scripture, just quoting them. And he said, no. The memory of what you ate for breakfast this morning won't do. And I had the Lord say to me one time in a kind but strong rebuke. He said, Kenneth, the memory of what a potato tastes like will not nourish you. It won't. And the memory, I'm not talking against memorizing Scripture. I never have just sat down to memorize Scripture, but there are a few that I have, of course, like the fruit of the Spirit and so forth. But if you read them enough and say them enough, they just come up out of your spirit. And particularly these healing scriptures, and I go through them every morning. And for Gloria and, you know, and family and so forth. And the Lord said, you're doing it again. Okay. And since I do it there in my bathroom, at my bathroom sink, and where I take my supplements, and my morning supplements like my vitamin C and so forth. And I go through all my healing scriptures. So I just wrote them all down on little line tablet and just scotch taped them to the mirror. That's not all that hard to do. And put my eyes. Don't let them depart from your eyes. And put my eyes on those words, because it's not good enough just to come through my memory, but through my eye gates.
Yes.
This is a major, major entrance of a sense, our five senses. What we see is important as what we hear. Amen. Those are the two main ones. What we see and what we hear. And what we see his word with our eyes. And as we speak those words and believing them and quoting them and reading them at the same time, they come out our mouth.
and go into our ears and in our eyes, into our spirit, going into the brain and affecting the senses of the body, glory to God. And then faith comes into my spirit because I'm hearing myself read His words. Amen. That may be worth the whole morning this morning for you, because that works. That works. Amen. And it works every time. Now, we know from the 10th chapter of Romans, faith cometh by hearing. And hearing, faith cometh, it does come. If we hear and do what He says, faith comes. There's no such thing as faith not coming. Because that's what faith does. Let me give you a little nugget that will help you. Faith comes. Fear retreats. Look at Adam and his wife. They walk with God, talked with God. Then they sinned. And when he called, fear caused them to go hide. Can you see? Faith and fear are both spiritual forces. What we know as fear was originally Adam's faith. Amen. But when he sinned, fear came. Well, we know it. So, and I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but this is important information. I've never been able to improve on this way of illustrating this, but think about a compass. There's a north, a south, east, west. They are all directions of the compass. If I am headed north, this is faith. This is fear. They are both directions of a compass, but they are exactly opposite of one another. Faith and fear. So, faith receives from God, fear, worry, doubt. All doubt is fear-based. Unbelief. Now, unbelief is not non-belief. When Jesus said, and the Scripture said, there He could do no mighty works, save He laid His hands on a few people with minor ailments, a few sick people, and healed them. And He marveled at their unbelief, not non-belief. There's no such thing as non-belief. You're believing something all the time. Right now, you're believing something from the words that I'm speaking because you're thinking at the same time. And so, unbelief is not believing what God said in His Word, but rather believing something else, such as your feelings or your thoughts or what you heard someone else say, instead of just, well, that's what He said, so that's what it is. So I choose to believe that. Example. Back years ago, I had the flu, and it's just where you just hurts. I mean, your eyebrows hurt, your back of your eyes hurt, and I had driven Gloria to the cleaners, and she had gone in there. I had my Bible, I say stayed out in the car, and I thought, she's probably going to have to drive home. But I had my Bible laid there in the car, and I had it open to 1 Peter 2:24, by his stripes ye were healed. And while she was in there, I just picked it up in my hand. Oh, man, I was really sick. And it just hurt all over. And I did this. I'm just led to do this. I'd never heard of anybody doing this. But I picked it up and put my finger. Now, see what I'm doing? I'm putting it in my eyes, and I'm saying it with my mouth. And I just held my Bible up here like this. And I said, oh, Father, I choose to believe this. That's all I said. I choose. See? That's belief. And unbelief would have been, I just can't do this. I know it says that, but I'm just too sick. That's unbelief. So I said, I choose to believe this, sir. And I set my Bible back down there between the seats. Now, you know, there's not a whole lot of time in this because Gloria just went into the cleaners. And I think maybe I could probably drive home all right. Well, you know, I just feel better. I do feel better. I really feel better here. Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and drive home. And by the time I got home, man, I felt pretty good. Yeah, this is good. And so Gloria went in and fixed supper. And Gloria doesn't like to cook, but she is a dynamite cook. And so, boy, she fixed a nice supper. And I sat down there and ate supper. And the next morning, I was up and gone and just healed from head to foot. Because I chose to believe His written word.
The Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast study notes will help you dive deeper into these powerful word-based teachings. Get all 5 days of notes at one time. Use them during the week for your personal study time. Download them free at kcm.org/tvnotes. Create a special family devotional time to follow along with the notes as you watch the broadcast. Study the scriptures with your children and begin instilling God's word now. Use these notes to build your faith library and build up a heritage of faith.
Are you believing for healing in your body? What changes do you want to see? Calling things as they are will keep them as they are. It's time to learn what God says about your health and speak by faith instead with the Healing Confessions Package. In this package, you'll get 2 books by Kenneth Copeland, You Are Healed, and How You Call It Is How It Will Be, as well as the Healing Confessions CD and booklet by Gloria Copeland. Listen to the Word and declare along with Gloria the healing scriptures God has promised you. From the Old Testament to the New, God has revealed His plan of healing for you. You'll see how Jesus took all of the curse for you, so you can live in His resurrection power. You don't have to be stuck in the world's ways. Learn what it means to have supernatural thinking, speaking, and living. God is a good Father who only does good toward you. Release His power and goodness in your life and those around you, and walk in the blessing of God.
Discover the truth about the power of your words. Request your free copy of the Healing Confessions Package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Keep yourself healthy and whole by speaking the Word of God over your life. It's God's heart for you to be healed. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. If you're outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
This week, our free product offer is the Healing Confessions Package. God's heart is for His people to be well. He provided for healing in His Word, and Gloria Copeland said in this Healing Confessions CD, "Dare to agree with the Word, and healing will be established." Isn't that good? The circumstances will follow your action and confession, and you activate the healing power of God through your words. Speaking healing scriptures over yourself is such an important key to being healed and staying whole in this life. And I encourage you to listen as Gloria Copeland leads you through the scriptures that have been her foundation for healing all these years. And don't wait until you are sick to start speaking and declaring God's Word. Confess the scriptures over yourself now and receive a daily dose of the Word of God to strengthen you, keep you strong, spirit, soul, and body. And you do this on a regular basis until those healing scriptures get down into your heart and they come out of your mouth in faith with power. So request your free Healing Confessions Package on KCM.org. Now, our next healing school will be at the Southwest Believers Convention Saturday morning, August 7th. If you've never attended a healing school service, make your plans to be there. This whole meeting runs August 2nd through the 7th. So come be a part of it. Step into this atmosphere of faith and watch as the Word of God will change your life forever. For more information, go to KCM.org. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. We'll see you next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For a free copy of today's Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, go to KCM.org/victory offer. You can request it on DVD, CD, or download it to your computer or mobile device. Continue to grow in your faith in God and live in the wisdom of His Word. 2021 is the year of the local church, a year of divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, and divine recovery.
My healing is already an accomplished fact.
Jehovah Rapha, healer. He always is the healer. He was the healer before there was a need for healing. Why? Because He's live.
I've made up my mind. I'm leaving with a miracle.
Come to Miracles on the Mountain, June 24th and 25th. Register at emic.org/miracles.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Since 1973, KCM has delivered the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine worldwide. We're reaching nearly 400,000 people in 202 countries and territories on 5 continents. All absolutely free. Every magazine contains faith-building articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories from people like you in testimonies of real-life victory. Equip your kids with powerful tools for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. With a variety of viewing formats available, sharing is easier than ever. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Click on the interactive magazine option where you'll find bonus content, videos, and downloads. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.